welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's April 9th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, a cattle rancher in Nevada has declared a range war against corrupt federal authorities in response to a land dispute that threatens to escalate into a Waco-style standoff.
Well, I fought this thing legally. I fought it politically. I fought it through the media, and I will fight it on the ground if I have to.
Then, a Fort Hood survivor blames the horrific massacre on the gun-free zone. And the mayor of Louisville is telling carry and conceal holders to leave their guns at home.
From my cold, dead hands.
All that and more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Our top story tonight, Nevada Governor blasts Fed's First Amendment area in the Bundy case. Now, this, of course, is Clive and Bundy. He was a guest on the Alex Jones radio show today. You can check out the archives of PrisonPlanet.tv if you didn't have a chance to watch this. But basically, Mr. Bundy, he's a rancher out there. He has some cattle. He has some land that he's fighting over. So he's not just fighting for his First Amendment, but also his property rights out there in the state of Nevada. Now, this is Governor Brian Sandoval, has inserted himself into the escalating standoff between cattle rancher Clive and Bundy and federal officials by blasting the Bureau of Land Management over their creation of a First Amendment area outside of which free speech is banned. Now, this is about 600,000 acres Mr. Bundy is fighting for. He said he was there long before these new laws and rules and regulations, whatever you want to call them. He says he's going to continue to use these lands. Meanwhile, the feds have cordoned off this area. They have taken his cattle, captured, I guess you could say, they captured his cattle, and Mr. Bundy is ready to go down there peacefully and take back his cattle. But the big deal about it is the feds are out there aiming sniper rifles at anybody who dare cross their zone, whatever you want to call it. So my thoughts and prayers go out to Mr. Bundy. I definitely hope he does get his lands back as well as his cattle, and hopefully we can have a peaceful solution so we don't have just this complete overreach of government powers. Fort Hood survivor blames gun-free zone for horrific massacre.
When the first shots rang out, my hand reached for my belt for something that wasn't there. Something that could have put a stop to the bloodshed. Could have made it merely an ugly incident instead of the horrific massacre that I will surely remember the darkest 20 minutes of my life. Stripped of my God-given right to arm myself, the only defensive posture I had left was to lie prostrate on the ground and wait to die.
And I definitely encourage you to go to InfoWars.com and see this full testimony for yourself. Now, the gentleman who was speaking, he was not speaking for himself. He was speaking on behalf of somebody else, but it doesn't make the testimony any less powerful. Now, when we have these active shooter situations, a lot of blame falls on the first responders. And I don't blame the first responder in this situation because, you know, you're a first responder. You get the call. We get a vague report. We have a gentleman, maybe two or three guys out there shooting guns, victims. We don't know how many. We don't know how many are dead or wounded to go respond. And then they have to show up and deal with what they have to work with at the time. So I don't blame the first responder in this situation. Good job to you, first responder. But it just goes on to show that when you have an environment where people cannot protect themselves, then they have to rely on other people. And as well-intentioned, as highly trained as those other people may be, they can't be there to protect you all the time. That's why you need to be able to protect yourself. But in the city of Louisville, the mayor doesn't want you to be able to protect yourself because he's saying that you should not bring your concealed handgun to public events. He would not recommend it, or he definitely would not encourage it, are his words. Because in the city of Louisville just two or three weeks ago, they had roving mobs. Because, you know, we have all these flash mobs and so forth. Now, some of these mobs are violent. Some of them are nonviolent. The ones in Louisville recently have been violent, doing violence, attacking people, also property damage. And now they have this big Thunder over Louisville event coming on. And people have taken to social media. They said, I'll go to the event, but I will be packing to protect myself. They say this on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. And in response to that, the mayor said, please don't bring your guns. We have enough police presence here as it is. But you think about situations like right here in Austin, Texas, South by Southwest. You know, overtime for APD, everybody's out in the streets, but it still didn't stop a guy from driving on the curb and hitting 20-some-odd people. And once again, I don't blame the Austin Police Department for that. I blame them for plenty of other things. But I don't blame them for this particular incident because they can't be everywhere all the time to stop every crime. So moving from the actions of the police to the overall police state, Eric Holder, ATF planning to use drones. Now, this, of course, is Attorney General Eric Holder, and he admitted Tuesday that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives was in the process of looking at the use of domestic drones. Now, when I think about drones, I want everybody to understand that they're finally admitting that these things are domestic. They have been for a while. You have drones on the U.S.-Mexico border, U.S.-Canada border, not to mention all the drones overseas and various attacks, where in Pakistan, the Pakistan Interior Minister says 80% of the people killed by drones are non-combatants. They're innocent people. Because people think about drones as these surgical precision tools, which they definitely are not. You know, to kill one terrorist, they'll blow up a whole bus to kill one bad guy. They'll knock down half a building to kill 10 bad guys. You know, there's 100 other people in the building. And now they're saying they want to bring these things here domestically or have them more prevalent here domestically. Meanwhile, they're going to put them into the hands of the ATF, which ran guns into Mexico under Operation Fast and Furious, which Mr. Holder knew about, according to CBS News, at least as far back as 2010, did nothing to stop it. So, you know, you got a guy who's still in his position, even though he's supposed to step down this year, Mr. Holder, running guns into Mexico, knew all about it, also said he needs to brainwash people about thinking about guns in a vastly different way. And there's all these talks about universal background checks. I bet the ATF did do background checks when they gave these guns to Mexican drug cartels to make sure they gave them to the worst people possible so Obama could go down to Mexico and say, hey, you guys got a gun problem because we have problems in the United States, even though it goes full circle in the ATF, ran the guns into Mexico. And those are the guys who want to get the drones. School stabbing. Time to register knives. Now, as absurd as this may seem, they've already registered knives or have bans on knives in various countries, such as the UK. Before you dismiss this as lunacy, consider the fact that dozens of countries have laws restricting and outlawing knives. In Britain, you can go to prison for carrying a pocket knife. The idea of outlawing a kitchen knife was also considered. So, yeah, you know, every time we have a tragedy, unfortunately, whether it's a shooting, in this case, a stabbing, everybody, let's go ban everything. You recall after Sandy Hook, it wasn't too long after a gentleman in China did the China slashing, slashed, I believe, about 23 students and faculty. And now we have this situation here domestically, you know, where we have moms against sharp objects. And, you know, I understand a lot of these anti-whatever groups, they're a bunch of well-meaning people. They're just slightly misguided. And it may happen in this. I hope we don't get to the point where we're banning kitchen knives and pocket knives, because we all know that hammers kill more people each year than assault weapons in this country. That's the FBI's own numbers. But let's not go on any actual factual information. Feds declare war on affordable and plentiful imported ammunition. Now, this is in addition to the UN Arms Trade Treaty. The feds recently used an obscure vaporware Polish firearm as an excuse to outlaw the importation of cheap and plentiful Russian ammunition into the United States. The ATF determined that the 7-in-6 cartridge is a armor-piercing round and therefore illegal under the Gun Control Act of 1968 as amended in 1986. And there's also a tweet from Ammo Land in the article, and it said, who is building a handgun that shoots steel core 5.45 by 39 ammunition? And of course, meanwhile, DHS is having their great big arms build up, well over a billion bullets, targets of little women, children, pregnant women also, as well as mine-proof vehicles or mine-resistant vehicles. They say they need these for warrant sweeps. I'm not sure how many drug dealers have mines as a part of their arsenal, but that's what they say they need it for. Meanwhile, they don't want you to be armed at all. And we'll switch from attacking your Second Amendment, just your attack on overall freedom. If you're in the IRS crosshair, so to speak, because if you're a Tea Party, they want to attack you. And now we have reports of people in the IRS cheerleading for Obama. It says vote for Obama stickers. Campaign cheerleading was commonplace. And of course, they still haven't done too much about Miss Lois Lerner and her right to remain silent. And you had some situations in the Dallas IRS offices, but also they had a worker in a tax agency's customer helpline that urged taxpayers to, quote, re-elect President Obama in 2012 by reportedly chanting and spelling his name. And it says that they're seeking significant disciplinary action against this one employee, which at least they're doing something, you know, because they didn't do too much against Ms. Lerner. She just sits up there, looks back at her counsel, says, my counsel advises me not to answer this question. So they end the hearings early and, you know, people get mad because, you know, they don't want to sit there and just listen to her bull. Meanwhile, you know, they're campaigning for Obama. And it's not just Obama. You got Republicans doing all kinds of various dirty deeds and other things. So don't fall into this left-right paradigm. There's plenty of people on all sides that have plenty to answer for, and Ms. Lerner is just one of them. And we'll end tonight with this, end this segment with this. Heartbleed internet bug, pretext for a web lockdown.
Your bank account information, your emails, your passwords, some of the most sensitive information you store on the internet. You trust these companies to keep your data safe. But security researchers recently learned that information might not have been kept safe at all. A bug in the code that encrypts your personal information on websites may have been broken for 2 years, giving hackers lots of access to your personal data. The bug is called Heartbleed, and it affected 80% of websites, including big ones you've heard of.
And this affected big sites such as Amazon. So if you use Amazon or any other of these big platforms, you probably need to change your passwords and so forth, because, you know, it's another thing. They're going to use any type of excuse they can to come take away your internet freedom. But we're fighting for your freedom here at the InfoWar. So as we end this segment, you can do what you can do to help us out. Buy your war bonds. Get a subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can get the Alex Jones radio show, the nightly news, the special reports, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now stay tuned, because after this break, I'll be back with a special report about suspended animation prisons. You know, how they're trying to lock your mind down to keep you in bondage. And also David Knight's going to be giving you the latest on the situation going on in Nevada, where people are fighting for their constitutional rights and also their lands. So stay tuned for both of those special reports.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp-looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Many anthropologists and archaeologists believe that before man even discovered the power to harness and use fire, we were involved in agrarian activities. That is, taking the seeds of plants and then replanting them to produce more. The very foundation of our modern civilization and human culture is centered around the planting and cultivation of edible plants.
Here are some of the amazing deals at InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
The Survival Seed Vault by My Patriot Supply features only the finest survival heirloom seeds for a robust and hardy garden, even in the toughest times. We also have starter varieties of the deluxe seed packages for fruit, salad, salsa, peppers, medical herbs, and more.
Go to the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
And remember, the revolution against tyranny is growing.
And welcome back. For our next subject tonight, we'll talk about suspended animation, but not suspended animation, but what can you do with suspended animation? There's talks about using it for prison sentences. There's also talks about the health benefits of a possible suspended sentence. Let's talk right now about the Daily Mail. In between life and death, doctors will attempt to save gunshot and stabbing victims by putting them into suspended animation. And it points out that the blood will be replaced with saline and bodies cooled to 10 degrees Celsius. Yeah, much like Han Solo. And you say, this sounds very Star Wars, you know, it sounds like Demolition Man. It sounds like somewhat like the Phantom Zone. We'll talk on all these subjects here in just 1 second. But let's move to our next article. Humans will be kept between life and death in the first suspended animation trials. And it talks about how a hospital in Pittsburgh is looking into the very real possibility of replacing your blood with saline, as we mentioned in our last article, and putting you into some type of trance while they operate on you. And I guess it does have health effects, especially for, let's say, a soldier in the field. I don't know how field ready this medicine would be, but, you know, you have your soldiers in the field, your medic, they can put you in some type of trance while they operate on you, or get you transported to the nearest transport to get you to the hospital. You know, it does have various health effects, but what are the health risks? What are the just overall abuse of a power that could come around with something like this? Could they give you some type of suspended animation prison sentence, much like we saw in not Judge Dredd, but Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone? Because in this film, they take the prisoners and they put them in suspended animation, freeze them, and they wake up several years later, I guess similar to what happened in Austin Powers. But Austin Powers did his by choice. What would happen if this was forcefully thrust upon you? And it's not just suspended animation in terms of cryogenic freezing, but you also have mind control jails. And we have mind control jail, psychoactive drugs could fix an overcrowded prison. So this article talks about a team of scholars at Oxford. They're looking into using these drugs and also futuristic technologies like a mind transfer trick to put a prisoner's brain into a mode where they think they've been in prison for 1,000 years, even though it's only a short period of time, possibly a few hours. But let's think about this. Let's think about this very seriously. What happens to the mind when you get bored? You know, you're sitting in line, you're at the movie theater, you're wherever, you're standing in line at the grocery store, you get bored. And what happens to your mind over time? Same thing if you go to a prison, if you're locked in jail, or even worse, you have a lengthy prison sentence. So what happens if you jam all these thoughts, these memories, all this blankness into a very short period of time? I'd imagine that your mind is very much fragmented and scarred by the issue. So as we look into these advanced technologies, I definitely think there is a good future for these things, but definitely do not brush off the horrible side effects and other things that could come about from these type of procedures, whether they be cryogenics, whether they be drugs. The drugs definitely concern me. The fact that you would try to simulate 1,000 years in a few hours to somebody's mind, what does that do to your mind? And it just goes more into the military industrial complex. Any way they can to get you into the prison system, that's what they're going to do. And it may sound good on the surface. And yeah, I'd be tempted if I was facing, 20 some odd years, if I could go through my prison sentence in a few hours, I might be tempted to take that. But what effect does that have on you? And also, it makes me think about the NDAA, indefinite detention. Is this going to be a new form of torture or disappearance for this? Because you have your Guantanamo Bays, you have your Patriot Acts and all these things. What if instead of putting your physical being into a prison, they can just disappear your mind and pretty much, just black bag your mind, throw it away. And we have several articles about that. We've been talking about this for several years since Obama signed this a couple years ago, talking about the indefinite detention. So if they can get away from your mind, take your mind out of your body into some type of suspended animation, I know it sounds very futuristic, sounds very much like the singularity, but these things are becoming more and more of a reality. So we have to face these things as time goes on. So stay tuned for our next segment with David Knight. He's going to be talking about all the things going on with the Nevada ranchers.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
At InfoWars, we've been warning people for a long time about Agenda 21. It's being sold to the public as protection against global warming, water shortages, and the loss of endangered species. But global warming lately has hit a bump in the road as a record increase in CO2 has not resulted in higher temperatures, but falling temperatures. Although temperatures may be cooling, Agenda 21 is heating up, with the government asserting control on the basis of water shortages and endangered species. Right now, in Nevada, we can see how this is being played out. A ranching family that's had cattle grazing on public land since 1877 is now being forced off of public land, supposedly to save a desert tortoise.
I'm Cliven Bundy. I live here on my ranch in Riverside, Nevada, with my wife, and I've raised 14 children here. I've got 48 grandchildren. They're all cowboys and all cowgirls. I'm the last man standing in Clark County, and actually the last man standing across the Mojave Desert, through the Pacific Ocean, that's actually in the ranching business.
Cliven Bundy used to have 52 neighbors with ranches. Everyone but him has now been regulated off of the land and put out of business.
Well, they're taking our cattle off the range. We got over there just to take some pictures. We asked them about our First Amendment right to be able to view and take pictures. You know what they told us? They said, you have no right. Then they took my brother down because he was taking a picture, and they tackled him and beat him up, and they sicked a German Shepherd dog on him.
Clearly, with 52 out of 53 ranches gone and no longer grazing on over 600,000 acres, the desert tortoise is not under pressure from the very last ranch remaining. And just last August, the Bureau of Land Management, the very same bureaucracy that's pointing snipers at the Bundy Ranch and arresting family members, the BLM announced that it would kill half of the 1,400 tortoises it kept and abandon the rest. It's not about the tortoise. The federal government has shown up in its brand new trucks and cattle trailers, stealing the cattle of the Bundy family. The Bundy family can be seen here looking the thieves in the eye and taking pictures of them as they drive off their cattle.
We've got 200-something plus federal agents up there in a compound, a military compound that they have put together. And it is, they've got snipers and military, everybody's armed, put it that way. And they have been monitoring our ranch with high-tech surveillance equipment. It wasn't about the grazing fees. It never was about the grazing fees. It's about the control.
They want to eliminate me. They want to make this a national conservation area with 13 wildernesses.
In the name of sustainability and protection of the environment, the government is executing an incremental plan to remove people from the land and concentrate them into urban areas for greater control. As we've reported for a long time, the plan is scripted by the UN and called Agenda 21. It's the UN's agenda for the 21st century. This map shows the UN's plan for the near future. The areas in red will have no human use. Areas in yellow, highly regulated use. The light green areas are for normal use. Do you see much light green normal use area? I don't. It's a Hunger Game future of total government control with humans driven off of the land. It's well underway out west. Look at this map of the west showing how much land the federal government is already asserting ownership over and now acting as if it's their private fiefdom. When it comes to water shortages, they promote the virtue of sustainability. Yet when local news in Florida did a story about a woman who had created a sustainable, off-the-grid dwelling using solar power and rainwater collection, the city cracked down on her the very next day, citing violation of an international code.
A code enforcement officer came, knocked on the door, then post a placard that says, uninhabitable property, do not enter.
A Cape Coral code enforcement officer posting this notice to vacate. No hearing, no nothing.
Putting a woman who lives by herself, who's a widow, out on the street without any notice.
The notice cites International Property Maintenance Code and states the property is unsafe to be lived in.
In Wyoming, a welder and his family built a stock pond on his 8 acres, a place where his horses could drink and his children could play. But even though he followed all the rules at the time, the EPA has now written new rules to assert even more control. They're fining this man now $75,000 a day. He said, "I've not paid them a dime, nor will I. I will go bankrupt if I have to, fighting it." This goes a lot further than a pond. It's about a person's rights. I have 3 little kids. I am not going to roll over and let the government tell me what I can do on my land. I followed the rules. Again, in Oregon, a man has been sent to jail and fined because he collected rainwater falling on his property. According to Oregon water laws, all water is publicly owned. Preaching sustainability but trying to evict anyone who practices it? Destroying all the ranches around Clark County, Nevada in the name of protecting a desert tortoise while the same bureaucracy kills over 1,000 of these same tortoises? When the government takes our cattle, we become the cattle, dependent on them for food. Will we let them add regulations one at a time until we drown in tyranny? Or will we join together, achieving critical mass to act together to preserve our individual rights to property, to water, and to life?
And that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. But if you'd like to learn more about Agenda 21, you can stop by the InfoWars shop and pick up the United Nations pack. It has Endgame and also Rosa Corey's Behind the Green Mask. This is very important information. You can give it out to your city councils, to your local sheriffs. All types of people can benefit from this information, including yourself as well. So definitely take a moment, look through this. It's an easy read. We have it here at the office and definitely encourage you guys to pick that up so this cannot happen to you, because they want to spread this all around the states, not just in Nevada. They want to go everywhere and take all the land for themselves and leave you with pretty much nothing. They'll have small zones that you can operate in, and all this is detailed in Rosa Corey's book. So that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only 2 ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.